I'm Elizabeth, fourth year pharmacy student. My research was on controlled substance agreement use within a family medicine clinic. My project mentor was Dr. Alison May, and the objective of the study was to analyze clinical and patient characteristics before and after the implementation of a controlled substance agreement using data from Europe, a family medicine clinic here in Salt Lake City, Utah. In total, 188 patients were included in this study. 82% were white, 62% were female. 59% of those patients failed controlled substances number 4, and 87 of those patients did not try non-controlled medications first. The number of refills increased post-implementation, showing that prescribers became more comfortable to refill controlled substances on a regular basis. And the number of PCP or primary care visits also improved post-implementation, showing that primary care providers' commitment to not write prescriptions outside of the 3-month mandatory visit was instigated after the implementation of a CSA, and no prescriptions were written outside of the 3-month range. The findings of this study can be translated to the various smaller size primary care practices who are looking forward to conform with the current guidelines for prescribing Schedule 2 to 5 controlled substances. Thank you, and let me know if you have any questions.